Sammy Holland with Charlie Tuna. And how do I survive? Well, one way I do it is with exercise. I haven't decided, though, whether this is gymnastics, aerobics, or maybe some Canadian Air Force exercises mixed in with a little bit of Nautilus equipment. This is nevertheless a hit record for Lindsey Buckingham. I really forgotten what love is for. I should run. Charlie Tuna with Trouble. Seems like colds give everybody trouble this time of the year, and Kleenex is a must for anybody who has a cold. But there's a Wisconsin scientist says the tissue might one day be more of an aid to a person with a runny nose and might help stop the spread of the cold virus itself. University of Wisconsin professor Elliot Dick has perfected what's called Killer Kleenex, tissue treated with virus-killing iodine. He developed the tissue with the help of Johnson's & Sons Company, the same people who make the floor wax, and has been testing it at McMurdo Sound in Antarctica. He says the tissues, which are perfumed to mask the smell of iodine, are apparently very effective at breaking the transmission of colds. Once the idea is perfected, he told a magazine editor, there'll be a scramble to patent the product. Doesn't that sound like a movie, though? Killer Kleenex. Now playing at a theater. Charlie Tuna. Did you know that the Veterans Administration Home Loan Guarantee helps veterans purchase a reasonably priced home at a favorable rate of interest with little or no down payment? The Home Loan Program also encourages private lending institutions to make bigger loans than they otherwise would, with the VA guaranteeing part of the loan. If you're a veteran, you may qualify. Get all the details about the GI Home Loan Program from the Veterans Administration Office. And now, another Charlie Tuna radio serial.
This is the countryside. My name is St. George. I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8.05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that 45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8.22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you were almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't they pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard there was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3.05 p.m., I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years.
Stay tuned and don't miss the next radio serial.
Ever.
Dragon's Corner Flash and Charlie Tuna with Harden My Heart. Up next, it's the old Silver Fox, whose heart isn't quite hardened yet. Kenny Rogers. Remember him when he was singing Just Dropped In to See What My Condition Was In with the first edition. Here's his latest smash. It's titled Through the Years.
I can't remember when you were there, when I didn't care for anyone but you. I swear we've been through everything there is. Can't imagine anything we've missed. Can't imagine anything the two of us can't do. Through the years, you've never let me down. You've turned my life around. The sweetest days I've found with you. Through the years, I've never been afraid. I've loved the life we've made. And I'm so glad I stayed right here with you. Remember what I used to do, who I trusted, who I listened to before. I swear you've taught me everything I know. Can't imagine needing someone so. But through the years it seems to me I need you more and more.
Boy, that's a beauty. Probably says it all for a lot of people. It's called Through the Years. Well, tennis fans, since we seem to be talking about sports this hour with tennis and swimming, tennis fans may not like John McEnroe, but the Dunlop Sports Company thinks they'll listen to him. Dunlop, the world's largest seller of tennis rackets, has signed McEnroe to a $3 million advertising contract designed to improve its lagging U.S. sales. Dunlop Vice President David Brannan admits it's a calculated risk, since even hometown fans have been known to boo McEnroe. and he's been enormously picky about the design of the racket bearing his name. But one inescapable fact has improved McEnroe's image, at least with the company. Sales have jumped more than 150% since McEnroe began appearing in Dunlop magazine ads. Apparently, he is a net asset. Charlie Tuna! You may not realize it, but you have the power of life in your signature. Yes, by merely signing your name to an organ donor card, you have the power to give life to those whose kidneys have been destroyed by disease. In many states, you can exercise that power by indicating your desire to will your kidneys on your driver's license. Or you can sign the organ donor card provided by your kidney foundation. Either way, the power to give life is in your signature. Use it. Life. Pass it on. People talk. Now that Neil Young's Reactor has been released, the singer and guitarist has completed all his commitments to Warner Brothers' specialty label, Reprise, and insiders in the music industry say there's a good chance that Neil Young will sign his next contract with RCA. Hollywood newspaper columnist Marilyn Beck reports that David Bowie will be starring in a new thriller movie, The Hunger, along with Catherine Deneuve, will play a woman who hungers to find the secret of eternal youth. The Hunger is set to be filmed in New York and London. Besides writing jingles for TV commercials and playing in his own band Balance, guitarist Bob Kulick has been busy lately helping out Diana Ross. He recently backed Diana on her Tonight Show appearance and can be heard playing on her two latest singles, Why Do Fools Fall in Love and Mirror, Mirror. One of ABBA's four members is remarried. 34-year-old Benny Andersson has married a Swedish television reporter in a secret ceremony in Stockholm. A spokesperson says Andersson met 38-year-old Mona Nordqvist about 2 years ago. Here's a switch. Don Kirshner, the rock promoter responsible for Rock Concert and a number of other TV shows, has moved into the field of medicine. Kirshner just signed a new deal with Medical World News, a trade magazine for doctors, to produce a series of 26 half-hour consumer programs for cable TV. Guess we'll have to call Kirshner the rock doctor from now on. It looks like Anne Murray isn't the only member of her family with a great voice. Her brother Bruce Murray has been in Los Angeles recently recording demo tapes in hopes that some record label will put him under contract so he can release an album. People talk.
I'm
Gay and Charlie Tuna, and I'll be doggone. Well, on the telephone, I'll be doggone if it isn't another one. Hi, who's this?
This is Don.
Yes, Don, and you have a question today for?
Mr. Music.
And the question is?
The Boy from New York City was a song done last year by Manhattan Transfer. Who did the 1963 original?
65, Don, for openers.
65?
And it was by the Ad-Libs.
Ad-Libs, huh?
Yes, and they couldn't come up with any more Ad-Libs, so they're out of business. That's going to have to can it for another Charlie Tuna Show. Thank you very much for sharing another 60 minutes out of your day with me. Before we say our goodbyes, a special hello to all our friends and listeners in San Vito, Italy. And stay tuned.
This is the American Forces Network, Europe.
This is Music in Our Schools Week.